my God, I'm being audited. Words you never want to utter after opening a letter from the Internal Revenue Service. But it's not the end of the world. A lot of people get audited. You might not know many, but it happens. Craig Zimmerman back in studio from the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. I don't know personally really anyone that's been audited, but it does happen.
And I know quite a few people. Actually.
Well, I'm sure they would come running to you going, Craig, I'm being audited. What do I do? I can't think of too many things in life that are as scary as probably opening up that letter in the mail. And all of a sudden, even if you're not guilty, you're just like, oh, son of a gun. Now I'm going to have an IRS guy here digging through everything. What do I do? Is my life over?
Yes. No. It's funny because when we get the calls for people who are being audited or have been audited and want to do an audit reconsideration, people run the gamut of emotions. There are people who are deathly scared. And usually the more scared you are, the more I want to know what you did.
Right.
Because I'm like, you're hiding something. There are those who are just mad. Why me? I know someone who's way worse than me.
Right. Of course, we're never the worst of our kind.
I'm like, okay, just so you know, the IRS doesn't use that sliding scale of, well, you're not as bad as this guy, so we'll get to this guy.
Right.
And then some people are just confused. Why me? How did this happen?
I would assume most people are confused because most people don't do their own taxes. Most people aren't their own personal preparers.
No, the confusion is actually the least common response. Most are either mad or scared.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you'll get the, when you talk to the client saying, really, so what did I do to get this? And I'm like, well, you know, if I look at the return, I can figure out why. Or certain earned income credits, if you're taking a deduction for a child and you get an earned income credit on the lower income stuff, that gets looked at a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because that will actually get you cash back even though you never paid into the tax system. And they go after that. And I see a lot of that. And, you know, I hear a whole lot of, my girlfriend's sister's friend's kid stayed here. And so,
Oh my goodness.
Or, you know, it gets, and then I have a lot more legitimate stuff. Like it's my grandkids. And, you know, unfortunately, mom and dad are in jail. Or,
right. There's some extracurricular.
Yeah. I get to hear usually more sad stories than that.
Sure.
But once you get past the anger, usually the issue is, you know, if they're auditing the whole return, what I need is all your records. I need everything you gave to the tax preparer to support the deductions. And in some cases, if it was just like a balance sheet or, you know, income and expense reports, I'm going to need the underlying documentation to the extent you have it. And the more you have, the better it is to see where we're at risk. What's the expenses, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll know right off the bat when we look at the return going, okay, travel and entertainment, meals and entertainment, I'm sorry. You're claiming $50,000 and you only brought in $150.
Right.
What do you do for a living? You know, so that we'll have some idea sometimes. Sometimes you're looking at a certain item, but usually it's just the return.
I'm curious, how often do you hear someone being audited where an agent comes over, looks at everything, and goes, everything's fine. You did it perfectly. No harm, no foul. Have a great day.
I would never get that call because then you don't need me. So it's not like I get the call saying, hey, I got audited. Great job. I did it wonderful. So I don't get those calls.
I would just assume generally that if they're poking their nose, something is going to be changed, whether it's going to be for or against. It's probably not going to stay 100% identical.
Well, it's never going to be for you. Rarely do I ever see or I heard of someone getting, oh, the IRS gave me more deductions.
Right. Hey, you're right, buddy. We didn't give you enough money off of your tax return.
Now, you may do that during the audit. You may say, oh, by the way.
Right.
Guess what? I didn't deduct this. I didn't do this.
Right.
So that the IRS knows that when they do their offset, you got something else. So.
Right. You know, I hate to say this, but the way we're breaking this down, it's almost like a criminal defense. You need to have things in your back pocket. So obviously, when you're speaking to an auditor, I don't think you're getting arrested per se.
No, you're not.
You're being questioned almost by the tax police. Should you run to an attorney right away?
Well, I would clearly, if I get an audit letter, I would go to a tax professional, not one of these tax prep services.
Right.
Not someone who's got a celebrity endorser. I would get to someone who knows what they're doing. Because the problem is, depending on the amount of the potential understatement of income or expenses, it could theoretically become criminal. Now, most are not. I don't want to scare people.
But right.
Yeah, if you've got phantom deductions and, you know, you made nice income, and, you know, nice income could be, you know, $100,000, $125,000, and you created $120,000 of deductions that don't exist,
mm-hmm.
I'd be careful. I mean, you know, there are deductions out there that always amuse me. Gambling winnings. I've seen tons of clients and it amazes me. They win $100,000 in Vegas and they have losses of $100,000. Like, really? I got the losses. I just don't see the wins. On the smaller numbers, that doesn't seem to bat an eye. You know, you hit a slot machine for $1,800 to grand. You write it off. That's fine. A little common sense. But I, the first thing you got to do if you're getting audited is make sure you have someone who's experienced and professional who knows what to look at. And I don't like to call it a criminal defense, but who can put together your best case and handle the best strategy for your case.
I would just say that once you're being audited, you're automatically on the defense. I mean, someone is challenging what you have said for right or wrong reasons. That's besides the point. You need to now cover up and parry the punches that the government's throwing at you.
Oh, absolutely. You're now defending your life. You're defending your tax return. This is, okay, we want to see this, 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 and this. So you are on the defensive, and you have the right to be. I wouldn't be mad or aggressive with them, depending on how it goes. But and sometimes you may even just agree with them so you can get away from them and go to a higher level.
Right, sure.
And people go, really? Like, yeah, no. We don't want to deal with this person. We're actually better if we go into appeals.
Taxes are always somewhat tricky. You know, so I can't tell you how many people I've seen. Oh, my buddy will do your taxes. He's really good. You go to the buddy, he does things, but maybe doesn't get audited. I'm wondering if people out there listening to this might have some returns that have been filed that are ticking time bombs that maybe they just haven't gotten to yet to realize that they're crazy. Maybe they're missing $20,000 of income. How long does the government actually have to audit something? And when can you finally go, okay, I guess maybe I got away with that one, or you know, I don't have to sweat that one anymore because the statute of limitations are over.
Well, if there's fraud involved in a substantial understatement of tax, there's no statute of limitations. If there's not, it's 3 years. And people miss. If you get a 1099 or a W-2, the IRS is going to catch that quick, actually automated.
Right.
And you'll just get a bill. And then sometimes if you've done too much, you may actually get a love letter saying we're going to come see you. But, I mean, you're really looking at about a three-year window. Is the smartest time frame.
Now, what if you're one of those people that have been through the process, you've been audited, and now you're going, no, I don't agree with this new circumstance here that the government's telling me?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I see that, usually it's two cases. One, I have someone who did the returns themselves, or my buddy who's really great.
And I love the buddy, by the way. They're always my favorite.
I love that. The funniest thing to me in tax preparation, and you see it in advertisements or I got a buddy, is what's it followed by? We will get you the biggest return possible. Really? Well, ideally, it's great to get a good return. And might I say, if you're getting a huge return, you're doing this thing totally wrong. You're giving an interest-free loan to the government.
Right.
Doing your taxes right is not necessarily getting you the biggest return possible. It's doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's a problem, making sure you can defend the position. So you're not getting a love letter and an assessment for thousands and thousands of dollars. But if you've gone through the process, usually you've done it yourself or the buddy has defended you, and you disagree and you want to reconsider the audit, you want to go into appeals, we get those calls too rather commonly. My tax preparer went to handle the audit. I didn't go. I didn't hear anything. They told me I owe $10,000. I don't think my tax preparer knows what they're doing. Probably not. So we'll do an audit reconsideration or we'll take it into appeals. We have someone who's now looking at it from a different perspective. And a lot of times we get a much different result.
Bottom line, if you are being audited, you need to get your ducks in a row. And maybe one of those ducks is acquiring the services of a lawyer like Craig Zimmerman or someone from the offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig, how do people get in touch with you and make sure that they're covered when they're facing an audit?
You can call us at 800-987-3057. That's 800-987-3057. You can find us on the web, www.craigzlaw.com. That's Craig, the letter Z, L-A-W.com.
Craig, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for specific legal advice in your situation. There is no attorney-client relationship formed unless you have a legal services agreement executed by you and the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. There are no representations or guarantees of any outcome being made in this podcast. This is not an attorney advertisement or solicitation for new clients in any state or jurisdiction where the firm does not accept clients. The firm maintains of-counsel relationships in states where it does not have an office. Our attorneys are licensed to practice in California, New York, New Jersey, and Texas.